Soft and Stone by Gabby Cadenhead. Earthen grooves smooth against rash-flecked skin, meeting of imperfections. One old as time, reused and remade through endless cycles of transformation. Curved and eroded by the years to fit neatly into the crook of my palm. That soft wrinkle between thumb and index finger, as if made to be held. Or perhaps I am made to hold. Imprint of each jagged edge smoothed into palm creases, love lines. Perhaps I am crafted from that same clay, each cell in my body recycled from all the bodies that have come before me, softened by the years. I have always been drawn to the texture of stone, sensory sanctuary from biting sand and crushing waves. Collected them since I was young, like memories, pulled them from rock pools as ocean lashed distant. The stone grounds me in my body, in this wild place, gravitational pull that tethers me to the family of things. Each stone a memory worn and weathered by the act of remembering. Embedded in muscles, in reflexes, inheritance. Abraded into smooth narratives that fit neatly in a child's palm. Splinters hidden, buried in my own skin. Adult hands molded to grasp my past, made by the holding. I wear my stones like a garment, place each with care along bowed shoulders, cloak of quartz and sandstone and granite, eroded into love lines, life lines, who I am lines that trace my bodily imperfections, cricked back heavy with history that has become baggage, each memory formed and shaped and held too tightly, illusion of safety created by ritual. Afraid to loosen my grip, untangle, release tense shoulders, let stones fall and skip and shudder. Cloak become armor, indistinguishable from skin, its immense weight a comforting blanket against vulnerability. Afraid of unmaking, of selfhood splintering, of remaking. I have lost sight of the cliffs as they erode, buffeted by salt waves, cycles of decay and rebirth always in motion. Closed my ears to the song of sea, of change, of frayed edges. Time to let stones tumble free, no longer obstacle to the new old thing that God is already doing in my body, in this wild place, soft as scarred palms.